Hello, More Than Small Talk podcast friends. This is Susie Eller. Each week, we'll bring you a little more encouragement as a follow-up to our latest episode. Today, I'm following up on our conversation about being a role follower. We sat in the beautiful, crisp evening for nearly half an hour. I'm a total mess, my friend said. She's a leader, a daughter, a wife, and a really great friend. She's respected and loves others well, but on that day, she felt like she was falling short in every last one of her roles. As we talked, she began to speak these words, "I'm not enough. I'm not like her. I'm not sure I have what it takes." There are seasons when our roles can be overwhelming, and there are times when a role brings both joy and lots of frustration. Sometimes our roles change and suddenly it seems as if there is a huge learning curve. So I asked a question, one I've had to ask myself at times. How does God see you, sis? You see, God doesn't see us through a particular role or even a particular season. While those things are important, Scripture tells us that God looks on the heart. He sees us. Isaiah 43:1 is another reminder. When a role shifts or we're in a season of hard, we can remind ourselves of the truth that God created us. He knows us well, and our identity is grounded in that relationship. Your roles are important, and you make a huge difference, more than you know. But I want you to hear something today. Your identity is not that role. It's found in the truth that you are seen, you are loved, and you, my friend, are a daughter of God. If you want to dig deeper into the topic of identity, I share more in my book, The Woman I Am Becoming, Embracing the Chase for Identity, Faith, and Destiny. Thanks for joining us today. We'll have another More Than Small Talk episode for you soon. Holly, Jennifer, and I hope you'll share this with a friend today so they can be encouraged too.